Good afternoon, Miss Yams. Interesting choice of pseudonym. Obviously, your anonymity is assured by our service, so perfectly fine. I have been rather more used to calling you by your patient number. Do sit down. Thank you. It's good to see you again. I noticed, you know, the bandages have been off, what, how long is it now? A week, week and a half? Yeah? Good, good. And how are you feeling in yourself? Well, that's to be expected, but I'm sure that'll pass soon enough. Pain medication has been helpful. Excellent. No side effects? They are rather strong. No, good, good. Well, I'm very pleased to hear that. So, this is your post-surgical appraisal. As I said, the bandages are now off. The swelling has reduced completely. In fact, I can't see any at the moment. And the whatever marks and bruising we caused should have faded completely, so we can get a really good look at you and determine how well those procedures have taken. So, I just want to check through your notes here, just refresh myself on what we did. I mean, obviously, I was there for most of it, but not all. So, you wanted actually some fairly extreme modification, did you not? Basically, an entire body makeover, wasn't it? You wanted more. You wanted hourglass. You wanted voluptuous. You wanted almost to the level that I would describe, and this is a clinical term, obviously, as bimbo. Was this a confidence issue? No? Oh, okay. Fine. Just something that I like to check into. And so there are a couple of things that I wanted to chat over with you while we had the opportunity to do so. First of all, I've got some results from some of your mid-process tests back. Now, with the nature of the modifications that we've made, with the extreme nature of the procedures that you asked for, there have been reported side effects, and one of those has been a lowering of the IQ. Now, this is present in about, I would say, about 20% of cases. And you will have noticed that while you were in the recovery process at our facility, we administered a battery of tests to test your cognitive abilities, your memory, your ability to pick up and use new information, that sort of thing. All of those results are now back, and we can quantitatively say, and qualitatively say as well, that your IQ, your cognitive ability remains completely unimpaired. If anything, the rest has done you some good, because you are slightly sharper than you were when we did our baseline tests before the whole process began. So, no lowering of cognitive function, which is excellent. And our neurology team will be in touch with you in 6 months and again at 12 months, just to make sure that that's still the case. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk to you about is how we're going to conduct this examination. So I will want to see all of you. And to that end, you will find just behind that. That's it, yes. Just behind that curtain, there is a little examination table. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to strip and go sit on that. Are you, yeah? Okay, good, thank you. We're going to examine all of the areas where you had modification done, and then I'm going to do a couple of functional tests, make sure everything's working properly, and then we'll send you on your way. You're ready to be discharged, obviously. I want to make sure that you're entirely happy. So, are you okay with that process as I've explained it to you? Okay, thank you. Yes, excellent. If you'd just like to sign here, please. Okay, and here. This is just the final consent form for the examination itself. It just says what I'm going to do and that you're happy and have had it explained to you. Yeah? Okay. Is there anything you want me to go over again? Is there anything you'd like me to clarify? No? Excellent. Okay. So if you could, I'd just like you to, while I move that out of the way there, and let's just grab some bits and pieces. While I'm doing that, I'd like you to pop your clothes onto the chair there. Once you've taken them off, give them a quick fold. Yeah, you won't be missing them long. And then, yes, everything off, please. And then just hop onto the bed there, the examination table. That's the one. Okay. Good. Thank you. So while you're doing that, I need to check a couple of little things. Firstly, we did some work on your eyes, I noticed. So how are the lights? Do lights bright, clear, vision clear and undisturbed? No tunneling of vision, no dimming of it? No? Good. And your vision was 20/20 before you came in. You still have that? Any trouble reading at long distance? No? Excellent. Good. Any headaches? No? Good, good. Well, your vital signs all look excellent. I'm just going to clip this onto your finger. We'll take some blood oxygen. Good, thank you. And I can see we did a recent blood pressure. And oh, no, this is all good. This is all, we can pop that off. That's not a problem. So the nurse took your vitals before you left the ward. These are all good. Blood pressure's excellent. Weight's good. Bone density is excellent. Well done. Okay. Very nice. You've looked after yourself extremely well. Very pleased with that. So, shall we start with the lips? I can see we did some work to make these... what was it? You said you wanted more voluptuous, more kissable. And so they are somewhat plumper. Any loss of sensation there? No? Okay. Excellent. It looks like we did a quick nip and tuck around the chin. If you could just extend your chin. That's it. Marvellous. There's virtually no sign of the work we did that. There's no scarring under there whatsoever. Very pleased with that. Okay. Little tightening around the face. Yeah. Okay. Good, 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 good. And then I can see here the next area where we did extensive work were the breasts. Now, these are magnificent. I believe you specified a double D cup. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what you've got. I can see that. I'm just going to check these. The implants we used are cutting edge. There's very little weight to them in comparison with other implants. We didn't want to give you back problems down the line. So let's just... I'm just going to cup your right breast in my hand and check for weight. They are sitting very well, aren't they? Quite high up, very well placed. Yeah, we did some good work here. And they feel warm and lifelike, very much like normal flesh and blood should. Marvellous. Now, we did some nipple reconstruction for you. And how are they responsive? Well, let's have a quick look. I'm just going to brush my thumb over them. Well, they harden quite nicely. How do they feel? Yeah? Good, good, good. Okay, let's try the other breast. Let's just make sure that these are... They are symmetrical. Mm-hmm. They are quite beautiful, even if I say so myself. I mean, obviously, the raw materials I had to work with were excellent to begin with, and fantastic skin, and good muscle tone underneath to support everything. But, you know... If you start with a terrible canvas, you end up with a bad end result. And here, obviously, these are quite delightful, even if I say so myself. So, I want to check that there is an erotic or there is an arousal response. I've seen that with my thumbs, but I want to make sure that your nerve endings are working correctly. There is a slightly unorthodox test for this. If you just bear with me a moment, I'm just going to... And the other one. Lovely. How is that? So having your nipples sucked. Yes? Yes, I mean, I can see your pupils dilating, so obviously that's going quite well. Excellent. That's what I was hoping. So we're going to make sure that the skin tone and response on your stomach is coming along nicely. I'm just going to run my fingers down your stomach like this. Just fingertips. There we go. Pleasing little flutter of the muscles under there. That's lovely. And was that good for you? Okay, let's try that again then. This time with my other hand, where you'll notice that my nails are slightly longer on my left hand. So just fingernail touches all the way down. And there, look, goosebumps. Perfect. Perfect. So skin response is unimpeded by the work we did here. Now, we did do some work on your backside, did we not? Can you flip over for me? Just pop your feet on the floor. That's good, thank you. Just turn around. And, well, that is a very pleasant set of curves, even if I say so myself. That is delightful. Again, we started out with excellent raw materials, but you really have been improved 100% in this area. That is a very perky ass, if I may say so. So I'm just going to check for the padding. There we are. Just a quick squeeze here like that. And we want to look at motility, so I'm just going to spread your cheeks slightly. Perfect. We did a little recoloring here of the anus. That's lovely, very pink. And one more thing, just an impact test. Just bear with me a moment. Just two quick strokes to the arse, and then, I'm sorry, yes, the buttocks. And then we'll move on, shall we? So here's one. And here's two. Very pleasing amount of wiggle and wobble in the tissue there. Perfect. We were slightly concerned that the implants and the reconstruction we did might have left that a little hard, but no, that's gorgeous. Marvellous. Thank you so much. Okay, back up on the table. There you are. And they've reddened nicely, so we've got the blood flow right. That's so important, don't you find? Okay. So, your hips. Yeah. There we go. Your hips, as you can see, a little bit of internal reconstruction, just a little bit more work done to the bone structure there, just to broaden things a little. And the happy news that you're very unlikely to need a hip replacement anytime in your future. So let's move on to the thighs. Now, we did a little bit of work here to correct some cellulite, as you can see. None. I'm just going to move my hands down. Oh, yes, there's a little shudder there, a little tremor. Good, good. They're responding nicely, and the musculature is very firm and pleasing. Lovely. And you've been following the exercise regime, yes? Good, that's why. Very good work. Very good work on your part. Thank you. Your participation in the healing process, obviously, is key. So, thighs, good. Now, we did some work with your vagina, did we not? And you wanted to neaten things up, but you didn't want to lose any kind of sensation. Is that correct? Okay. So I'd like you to sit back and open your legs for me. Just spread your thighs. Thank you. Okay. Have you had a chance to look at this yourself? Oh, I recommend it. Obviously, you know, some people do this with a phone, other people with a mirror. Basically, you should be familiar with your own body, especially after this reconstruction. I want you to be as familiar with this as you would have been with the previous model, shall we say. So I would recommend that you spend some time refamiliarizing yourself with your own erotic response. But let me give you a quick guideline here. You should lubricate pretty easily at this point. It's all new sensation, you see. So what I want to do is just make sure that everything works as it should. And so what I'm going to do is run my finger from bottom to top, okay? And end with a little circle around your clitoris. There we go. That's excellent. Look at that. The labia apart beautifully. And I can see that you are a little aroused. Excellent stuff. Well, I mean, I would have expected that from the previous manipulations. So, that's good. And how did the clitoral stimulation feel? Really? Okay, well, you know, we can try that again if you like. One moment. I'm just going to re-moisten my fingers. And there. Just gentle circles around and beside. Just a little bit of pressure. There we go. How's that? Good. It's extremely neat work. I must say I was not responsible for this. And I'm very pleased with the results. That is as neat and pink and perfect a pussy as I have ever seen. So, and your response to clitoral stimulation is excellent. So clearly no nerve damage, nothing to worry about there. That's fantastic. Okay. Now, a quick internal exam. Okay. I'm just going to slide a finger inside you. I want you to relax. There we go. Just a little pressure here. That should be your G-spot. How's that feel? Good? Good. Excellent. Yes, let's just... No, you're going to have to let go of my finger. Thank you. I know. The worst part about this, of course, this kind of reconstruction, is that we do ask you to refrain from sex for an abnormally long time. However, you should feel free to indulge in whatever you want. In fact, I would recommend a period of masturbation before you get yourself back out there. Get used to your body's responses. Get used to the way that it feels and moves now. What? Now? Well, I wouldn't suggest now. I mean, I do have other patients to see, but... A second opinion, I see. Right. My opinion. Okay, very well. Well, I suppose there's no harm in that, is there? Let me see. How about we do a little manual stimulation and you can tell me how you're responding? How would that be? Mm-hmm. So, how about I slide that finger back inside you and then press the heel of my hand to your clitoris and allow you to grind against it? Well, you set the pace. How about that? Yeah? Okay, good. Let's go ahead with that. You know, the muscle tone here is remarkable. You are very tight. But loosening nicely, actually. I can sense some relaxation. Would you, That is quite distracting, actually. That's very impressive. You think a second finger? Very well. No problem. Here we go. This is very unorthodox, but obviously your wishes are paramount at this point, so... that I have to tell you, this feels wonderful. You're so tight and so hot on my fingers. My goodness. I can only imagine what it might feel like elsewhere. And if I circle your clitoris with my thumb, like, how's that? Yeah? Well, I got to say, it's pretty good for me too. Now you're... Oh, your vagina's remarkable. It's responding exactly as I would wish. Oh, that does feel good. What? That's completely unorthodox and probably unethical, but, I don't plan on telling anybody. Yes, of course, yes. No, I quite agree. We should test it properly. Oh, my word. No, I don't think you'll find any problem with my arousal at all. I've been hard for some minutes. Well, it would be hard not to be in front of a body like yours. I mean, oh, my word. You are virtually a work of art. Let me just... I quite agree. We should absolutely right now. No, I'll just... There. Oh. Oh, my God. It is exactly how I hoped it would be. Your cunt grips me like a... Oh, my... You're so tight and so warm, so welcoming. Oh, fuck. That is astounding. Oh, what are you... Oh, no, you... But we... Oh, yes, yes, by all means, reach between us. And yes, if you need to, absolutely stimulate your clitoris, absolutely. Oh my God, I do that for you, but... Oh, I just need to get my... Oh, I need to get my hands on you. Oh, fucking... Oh, oh, yes. Dear God. How are you... Oh, how do you have this much control so quickly after... Oh, you're going to make me come. You're going to make me come. Slow down. Slow down. Oh, oh, jeez. Well, I don't think there's any doubt that that your ability to induce the male orgasm has been diminished. Oh my word. Seriously, that was completely inappropriate of me, but I have to say that was magnificent. You are amazing. So, no. I'll clean us both up. You just stay there. Yes. Oh God, it's a shame to pull out of you. Oh. I think yes, it's clear that the reconstructive surgery and the enhancements have been successful beyond expectation. You're going to make someone very, very happy. And obviously, I will see you in 6 months for your first biannual checkup. And I can't say, I must admit, I'm very much looking forward to it.